Welcome. This is she, and it is a mysterious Thursday evening here on the west coast of North America. And tonight, because the great mystery is going to reveal many things to all of us during this discourse, no matter when you're diving in, about respect. And one of the many keys that we're discovering under this title of self-love, loving self, and there's many ways to get there, is respect. And it's funny, years ago I put in my book a quote from the Dalai Lama. It was about, one, just about respecting yourself, respecting others, and having fun. And that's the one thing that I always really love to share with my children and ask of them, is that if they can do those things, if they can respect themselves and then respect others and then have a good time, that in that situation, things are whole and they are in alignment in the universe. But if we are violating not respecting ourselves or not respecting others, and we're not having fun, then we're probably in some type of cosmic infraction in the universe. So with that being said, tonight we're going to talk about respect, how we can respect ourselves and how we can connect to the aspects of our life that are kind of our masks, or how we're kidding ourselves and how we truly aren't respecting ourselves. So we're going to start off with a general flow. Respect, how can we do this? How can we learn to love ourselves? Well, a great gateway, as I've mentioned, is to learn how to respect ourselves. And this impacts every aspect of our life, from what we do from the time we get up, what we put into our body, the relationships we have, how we interact with our environment, and how we interact with everything in that environment, from the objects to the people to the place. This gives us some great indicators of how much we're willing to respect ourselves, because that which we cannot do for others, we're definitely not willing to do for ourselves. This is a really empowering tool when we learn that, wow, and we have to be honest, and it's really humbling when you realize, like, oh, I haven't really respected myself here, there, over there too. So I'm not exempt. I'm work in progress. However, I do recognize the value of sharing this practice with all of you, because it's really profound. And so we're going to talk about why we'd want to respect ourselves. We're also going to talk about how we can start to respect ourselves. We're going to go through a little bit of a visualization to identify and review aspects of our life that just aren't in congruence with our soul, and that maybe we're ready to release and remove ourselves from if the situation is such that it cannot come into congruency. And we're going to look at areas of sex, food, consumption, relationships, alcohol. I've touched on these before, and dependency. We're going to dive in a little bit deeper as to what they mean and how really we're kidding ourselves if we think we're respecting ourselves in some of these situations. Then I'm going to share a little story of cause and effect about how this works. And we're going to see the result. And I'm going to share a little practice that you can integrate into your life if you choose, or into the next moments. And then we're going to end with some chants from Ganesh. I've played him before, but he's a great remover of obstacles, especially when we need to bring in that awareness and that energy field to remove some obstacles within our own life. So let's dive in. Why would we want to respect ourselves? Well, and the reason we might want to respect ourselves is to bring ourselves into integrity with ourselves. And also authenticity, because instead of having to be something or someone, wouldn't it be amazing to bring ourselves into complete authenticity so we can vibrate as we're meant to, harmonize in the universe, rather than trying to be this, that, or another? We can actually be who we are, and it's so freeing. So another motivation is freedom. And then you get really clear what you don't want in your life. You're just really clear that you are ready to release addictions, patterns, pass down lineage, and attachments. And that's where that freedom comes in. So this is why. And then for those of you that have children out there, it's really, I cannot emphasize enough that to contemplate how you're respecting yourself. And if you're not respecting yourself, as we dive into this conversation, you'll recognize it immediately impacts your children. Whether you say it or not, there are no secrets in the universe. And why I'm sharing this with you is that there is a place that we go when we leave our body, and I have been afforded a gift that has allowed me to experience these places. And what happens is when you come out and you see, you realize that there are no secrets. So you're all of a sudden in this place that they call the in-between, if you were to leave your body right in this moment, and you realize there are no secrets. And the reason I share that with you right now is that if you think just because you're 3,000 miles away from your child, there are no secrets from them. They can still feel you because they're energetically connected. That's why if you've heard the stories of twins and they've been separated and people are like, wow, they had the same experiences, they were missing each other, or maybe you're thinking of someone and they call you, because we're connected energetically. So for parents out there that are listening, I hope you really take some time to contemplate how you're respecting yourself in your daily life, how you can bring balance to that, and are you respecting yourself and others? Because this is how we clean up our actions for our world, so we can treat each other with a lot more love and compassion and truth. So integrity, how important is this to you? Do you want to have integrity with your life? That's a question you have to ask yourself, and what that means. And for every person on this planet and within the cosmos, integrity is going to have a different meaning. Authenticity, what feels good about being authentic? And does it feel freeing? Or do you like having to hide behind stories and old stories and news stories or dramas or attachments? Do you like hiding behind fear? Wouldn't it feel great just to drop all of that and stand completely in your inner authenticity, your truth, just stand exposed but free in every action? And so these are questions you might want to ask yourself. And what are you ready to clear out? What doesn't serve you anymore? You might have some ideas. Let them come into your mind's eye. We're going to go into a visualization. And then the next aspect is to say, okay, what doesn't serve? What am I ready to release? Ask yourself honestly right now in your life, do you have addictions? Are there patterns that are really not leading to anywhere except perpetuating them? And do you have things that you would say are passed down, energetics, this is, from mother and father, and are you perpetuating them in areas of lack of respect for the masculine and feminine energies on this planet, the embodiment of the male and the female? Based on what you might know, you might have had a traumatic childhood, your parents might have, whatever it might be, connect with it and say, yeah, you know what, I did have some trauma, or no, I didn't, but I had these situations happen to me. I was violated when I was a teenager. You, to be honest with how you've been impacted by the masculine and feminine energies, this is a very key component as we get into the matter of sex, consumption, addictions, to recognize if you have at some level suffered trauma or violation from a masculine or feminine energy, or you have violated the masculine or feminine energy. And then what are you attached to currently in your life? What are you really holding on to so tightly that you're recognizing that it's creating an unhealthy imbalance in your life? And take a moment, take a deep breath, and just connect, you know, addictions, patterns, masculine and feminine, how are you honoring them within yourself and your life, and what are you attached to? Take a few moments just to contemplate it, let it come to your mind's eye, and write it down. And someone typed on the chat board, which is really nice. Oscar Wilde said, be yourself, everyone else is taken, which is really beautiful. I couldn't agree more. It really does shine through for everyone when you can be that and relax into it. And sometimes it's a journey. So that's, with that being said, everyone to be compassionate, that sometimes we are fully know who we are when we get here, but we're so young, and then maybe things happen and we forget, or we lose touch, or we have to go down the road less traveled or the road that is very traveled just to get back to the center. So to be compassionate, allow yourself to have these opportunities to just rediscover self, embody self, and be with self. So as you contemplated the things that don't serve you, we're going to go into a visualization. This is how we start to recognize what does not serve us in our life. And this is where we have to get honest. And it might take a lot of courage. It might take jumping off a few cliffs, as I call them, and doing an about face. When you realize it, it may be in a very involved situation. You might be in an involved work situation that you feel like you can't get out. You might be involved marriage situation that you feel like you can't get out, but you realize it, that you're not respecting yourself or the person in that relationship. What are you holding on, or in a friendship or in a daily exchange with someone? What are you holding on to so tightly that you're not willing to surrender, let it go, so you can bring back self-worth for yourself and the person that's involved or the situation that's involved? Remember, when we release, then we're freeing not only ourselves but all the other strings that are attached to the situation, and then everyone can move forward. But until then, the more we grip, the more we hold on, we realize that we're just creating friction for ourselves and all parties that are involved. So take a deep breath, and let's just get to our center, our core, and breathe in and out of the heart center. And just rest in the beautiful essence that you are. As you connect to the heart and allow yourself to go a little bit deeper into your being, just bring into your awareness and into your mind's eye with the breath, bringing the breath up to the mind's eye on the forehead, the third eye, your intuition center, your knowing. Really important to activate this and be really truthful and honest with ourselves. I want you to, right in front of that mind's eye, bring a mirror. And I want you to project your life as it is in this moment onto that mirror and ask yourself, do I respect myself? And then see what the answer is immediately, yes or no. It's okay, it can vacillate, it can change, but right in this moment, do you respect yourself? And if you feel yes, say yes, and if you feel no, be honest, say no. And now we're going to do a little check-in. Just want you to check in as you're projecting your mirror, your movie onto your mirror, so you can reflect it back to yourself and be really honest. And let this mirror hit your heart center. Just your heart can be really the truth barometer in a situation. I want you to ask yourself, and you can just see a flash, yes or no, or see the situation. In all your relationships, we'll start with friendships. In your friendships, do you feel you have your friends' respect? Do they honor you? Do they honor who you are? And do you honor yourself in that relationship? And do you honor them? Yes or no? Just check in. And then just release that. And then bring it into the mind's eye. If you're currently in an intimate relationship with one or multiple people, are you respecting yourself in those relationships? Are they integral? Are they authentic? Yes or no? Do you feel good about them? Are they flowing? Yes or no? And then releasing that out into the universe. And then bringing into your awareness what you're consuming. And this goes everything that you're consuming, from the liquid that you drink, from the food that you put into your body, to the media that you take in, to the music, to the conversation, to any sexual relations, everything that you're consuming, even down to what you're purchasing. Is it mirroring someone that has respect for themselves? Are you projecting respect out to the universe by consuming what you consume? And just let that come in. You don't have to intellectualize it too much, yes or no. And if it's not in all cases, then the answer is no, and it's okay. And then bringing into your awareness, into your mind's eye, as you release that into the universe, are you honoring your soul, your heart, your inner voice? Do you feel like that inner voice is heard, cherished, and being utilized in a way that's harmonious for your temple, for the people around you, and for the universe? Yes or no? And then just releasing that energy out into the universe. And then I want you to bring in your career into your mind's eye, your occupation or your gifts. Are you honoring them? Are you respecting them? Are you giving them the attention they deserve, or are you distracted? Yes or no? Having the awareness and then just releasing it. And now, I want you, as you release it, bring into your awareness on your emotional body, how you interact emotionally with people, places, and things. Do you do it in such a way that it feeds your soul, that it honors your soul, that it honors your emotional body, it honors your heart body? Yes or no? And now, bringing into your awareness your environment that you live in, the world around you. Are you respecting and honoring that environment, your immediate ecosystem in your home, your external ecosystem, which might be your modes of transportation, and the world and the environment around you? In every moment, are you able to honor and respect those with a level of alignment with your inner code of conduct and authenticity? Yes or no? Good. And then I just want you to release all of that. And then I want you to bring your awareness back into your heart center, breathing in and out. And as you continue to breathe, I want you just to take a moment. I'm going to turn on a song called Loka Samasta Sukhi No Bhavantu. It's by the Dave Stringer Band. And during that song, I want you just to go into a meditative state, reflecting on if you said no to any of the questions. And it's okay. I definitely always have room for improvement, so there's always no's. I just want you to reflect on that, that if there was some areas, let them come in and out. And remembering by taking the time to stop and reflect and witness, then you can start to make shifts. And then you can be aligned with your inner self. And you can start honoring yourself. And it's a really profound place. And then we can have Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, which means life for all, love for all, and peace for all. And the only way we're going to get that is if we start here, right inside. There's no other way. There's no formula. We can pontificate all we want about peace, love, and happiness. But until we embody it, it won't exist on this planet. So I thank you for just being here in this moment. Enjoy the day, Stringer Band. Amazing. Allow the chance to roll over you. And just breathe in and out of the heart.
Oh.
So in my dreams, we'll all have that Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. So I want to thank you for just being here in this moment and connecting with that possibility. Now, as it relates to respect, with the visualization and some time to reflect on the areas where we might have the opportunity to refine self, as I call it, I'm work in progress and will continue to do so as many times as I am afforded to keep circling around the universe, and hope that we can all inspire each other to do a similar dance. So if you notice that you had areas of your life that you did not respect yourself, this is a time that you can start to make some changes in your life. And the areas that typically are big indicators that we don't have balance are come back to the core, come back to the root, which usually impact food, water, and shelter. They impact, the reason we do these things is because we have fears about our life safety. So we find these masterful ways to mask that. These areas are sex, food, like I said, consumption, our relationships, alcohol, drugs, addictions. We're just going through these cycles and we're not really experiencing life. We've made a lot of stories about it. We've said that we need to do this, that, and the other. And sometimes we do. We have to walk through our shadow to really come out the other side and understand. But when you're ready to do that, when you're done with that, just like a toddler, when they're done with their tantrum, when they're ready to come back and engage, you know, usually you can do so with more mindful heart. So if you're at a place where you're like, yeah, I would like to respect myself more. I would like to have healthy relationships. I would like to not rely on a six-pack every night, or I would like to not have to go around and having sexual congress with all these male or female beings because I'm too afraid to get intimate with myself and then truly intimate with someone else. So to think about this, we can justify everything. We've made up these beautiful, masterful stories to do these things, but ultimately what it comes down to is we're just not really willing to be honest with ourselves and say, wow, I don't even have enough self-worth that I would not allow this to happen. I'm putting myself in non-healthy relationships because I don't think that much of myself. It's not that someone else is doing it to you, you know, and if you're playing that role that this person is doing this to you or you're having this situation, really you're choosing to be in these situations. Every day we have a choice where we want to stand, where we want to go, and what we want to do. And the only beings on this planet that do not have that choice are our children. And that's why if you're a parent and you're listening, I really applaud you for listening, and I really hope that you'll take some time to sit back and really reflect on all your actions, because this is the simplest way that you can help out them and you and our human race and our evolution as a society. So once you've identified and you've witnessed the areas that you're not respecting yourself and honoring yourself, then you make a choice. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to fully embrace my being and make some changes. And this will require you to make changes in your life. What happens when you make those changes is you have a freedom. And now you might think, there's no way I can do this. It's not going to be good for this person and that person. But what happens if you make that choice to finally let go of the dance, the circle that you've put yourself in, whether it's the habit of every night coming home and just numbing yourself with television and drugs and alcohol, all those things, and not engaging in life, and you say, I want out of that circle. Or if you've gotten yourself in such a monotonous cycle with friends or relationships, if you're not willing to metamorphose that, either means staying in it and two people have the ability to harmonize, or three people or four people with your group of friends or community, if that's not going to work, then it's time for everyone to release and move on. It's not doing the universe or yourself or them any favors. So you can talk yourself into it all day long, but if there's a struggle, just be in a situation and it cannot find a resolution rather effortlessly, coming back to that center point, then it's time to make an adjustment. so the energy can flow properly. There's no need to convince in the universe. There's nothing out there that needs to be convinced. It's just pure energy. So think about that, where you want to put your energy and how you want to respect your energy. Now, some people will be masters, and I've watched it, thinking that they can do certain things and it's okay because they've got it handled, they've got it covered. I've had the fortune of working in and out of a lot of different types of situations. I've worked in areas where it's a holistic system, and there's been all different personality types and all people convincing themselves of different stories. I've seen the model of someone that's living in their integrity, their authenticity and truth, and then I see the model in that holistic system of them pontificating one thing and behind closed doors doing another. Decide and ask yourself which one you want to be. And then the other thing to contemplate, I was even sharing with a friend today, is that it's very interesting because the more quiet and the more in integrity that I get with my inner code of conduct, so I'm not talking something that's rules and regulations put out there by some other faction like a religion or anything that's imposed on me by an organization. These are my own codes of ethics. The more still I get and the more I learn and see, the less I realize I know, and the higher I realize that when I want to vibrate higher and I want to respect myself and honor myself more, that I have this really profound code of authenticity that I strive for. And it's not out of fear. It's out of knowing. It's out of knowing that that which we do impacts everyone. And I see it every day in my daily practice. I see the threads and the ties that we create, and I realize that we have a responsibility first to ourselves. And once we clear that and realize how and where we want to be moving in the direction, even though if we don't get there overnight, that once we do that, that then in that moment, we start clearing our energy fields and we start harmonizing with the universe. So right now, what I would like you to do is think about this. Are you willing to make changes in your life? Do you want to welcome in freedom? And do you really want to harmonize with the universe? And if so, are you willing to think about and contemplate that there are a code of ethics, there are mathematics to the universe, and that when we don't align with those mathematics, we can create what's known as an explosion or an entanglement of energies that inhibits them from continuing to move. And what happens when things do not continue, when they don't change? They have to continue to change in order for the continuum to stay there. So that's a choice. Do we want to constrain things? Do we want to hold on? Do we want to impede other people, ourselves, and locations? That's a choice. So, for this moment, decide, are you ready? Do you want to respect yourself? And what this ends up leading into is once you do that, you have the opportunity to respect other people. And you really, until you decide you're going to start respecting yourself, at that point, you'll start realizing how you can respect others. And you may not be perfect at it, but you can try and you can keep practicing it. So what is the practice to get there? Well, the practice is, one, first of all, to say yes, I'm willing to embrace honoring and looking and realizing where I'd like to improve this. Two, that the practice will be to have compassion for yourself. Once you start to realize that, whoa, I haven't been in really positive relationships for myself, and if, again, if you have kids, are you mirroring positive relationships for your children? Irregardless if you're married or not, are you mirroring positive relationships for your children? They're still impacted by everything you do. The second thing is to bring the witnessing awareness into your everyday action. And I've talked about in the past, to bring in recapitulation at the morning or contemplative meditation. And what that is you take some time to really look at your actions, think about what you're doing on a daily basis, do a review at the beginning or end of the day, and say, wow, I did this, this, and this, and look what it caused. Or, oh, I'm in this relationship, and I'm spending a lot of my time in all these different directions, and is that really honoring what I'm here to do? Or am I wasting their time and my time? Again, these are forms of respect. If you're not respecting yourself, you're not going to be honoring other people. You're going to be wasting people's time left and right because you're not in a place of really being present with who you are. The next thing is to modify the behavior. So how I talked about those things, sex, food, drugs, rock and roll, music, all these things, media that we're impeding ourselves, is to recognize where the habit is, where the addictions are, where the patterns are, and start to modify them. If they exist in interactions with other people and places, which more than likely they do, you need to be really honest with yourself. Are you modeling a behavior? Again, I went back earlier and talked about masculine and feminine and how you're modeling your behavior with those relationships. If you are having some inner work around honoring the masculine, honoring the feminine, more than likely you're not in healthy relationships, and then you need to be really brutally honest with yourself why you signed up for that relationship or the marriage. And if you realize, like, whoa, this was because I needed to have fulfill a father-daughter relationship or a mother-son relationship in a romantic relationship, an intimate relationship, then you decide, okay, that's true. I'm realizing it. I see it. It's time for me to move on. Or is it really possible for this relationship to continue? Or did I get into it for ulterior motives? Did I manipulate myself into this situation because I didn't have enough respect or believe in myself, self-worth, that I could actually go out and find the harmonization that worked for me? We cling to things because we get scared, and it's okay. That's where the compassion comes in. So think about that for a moment. Be honest with how you're interacting. And we have a couple people on the line, so I'm going to bring you on the line and see if you have a question or a comment. I'm going to bring on the ending of 5016. And hi, this is She. Welcome. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, I just unmuted. No, but I just appreciate what you're saying, and I really relate to it. And the first thing that I heard you say was, there are no secrets. And I've really been really feeling like I've been telling all my friends and people that I know, like, that we can all hear each other's thoughts if we just admit it. And, like, I see them look in my eye, and that they know, that they realize it too. And I thought that was cool that you said that.
It's true. Yeah, thank you, and thanks for sharing that, because you're absolutely right. We can hear all our thoughts, everyone's thoughts. So I love that point that you brought up about the thoughts, and it's a perfect way to connect with energy, that when we think about someone and then they call, that can be an indicator to you that we're sending a signal out. And why in the Buddhist teachings and Hindu teachings that they have to empty the mind, that's why we bring in meditation. It's the fastest way. It takes time and practice and patience with self to clear self, to heal self, and to move some matter. But you realize when you're sitting by yourself, wow. So the reason we have the empty mind, we clear the mind, is because the thoughts become a distraction, and they actually are interference, and you're projecting stuff out to all those people. So, beautiful point, and I'm glad that you're sharing this with friends. So that which we think is visible and our actions are visible, even if you think no one can see them. I promise you, and I don't even like to make promises, but this one I will promise, and I promise you that it will be there, that you can see everything when you leave the body. And when you see everything, you realize that, wow, I've been watched. And so just ask yourself in every moment, do I really want to be doing this? Am I so proud of it that I want to be doing this in front of the entire universe in a stadium? So imagine yourself right now in a coliseum and doing all the things that we do, our vices. And do you feel proud about it? Can you sit there in the middle and be that? And that's when we get comfortable with our shadow. And that's also when we get comfortable and realistic that, hey, I don't really want to be doing this. And I think I'm going to let it go. So that's basically what happens in the universe. Everything you're doing with the universe. You're doing with everyone else. And as our awarenesses increase, which they are on the planet right now, you'll realize that there truly are no secrets. And our telepathic ways will be returning more and more. So you'll have more awareness of that. With that being said, what we're going to do right now is just to go back a little bit to cause and effect, and I'm going to just share a couple personal kind of anecdotes / stories of what cause and effect result in, and that to realize, because I'm, you know, working at my inner work all the time, I always welcome refinement within myself so I can better serve in my work. When we realize that, wow, we haven't been in place of honor, it's very humbling. And so I had an experience, several, because over the past like 4 to 6 years, I've gone through a lot of major life changes. And during that process, as I walked away from situations where I wasn't honoring myself or the individual in my relationships, I realized, like, wow, I totally didn't respect myself. I stayed in this relationship and took certain situations and justified them because I thought they were okay, that somehow I had contextualized them. I really was a master at contextualizing situations in the relationship to make them okay when they were absolutely not okay. And so when you walk away, the veil gets lifted and you're like, wow, I was totally tricking myself because I was dependent on that situation, or I'd been there too long, whatever it might be. But if you start to be really brutally honest, you can move through these things faster. The one thing is that it takes us to remove ourselves from situations and society because we're being impeded every single day by media, by people talking all the time. We are being impeded by opinions. We are being impeded by people's thoughts and actions that maybe we don't realize that our parents took or that we took, and they're creating these signals that are going out into the universe and back to us. So with the antidote of the relationship is a perfect one, because this is a way we usually get really clear at what serves us and what doesn't. If you can think back to an existing or past relationship, existing one, where you haven't really honored yourself, you haven't shown up, and really maybe you got into it and you didn't know why you got into it. It was fun and romantic and joyful, or a friendship. It doesn't even have to be an intimate relationship. You got in, felt compatible, and then over time you realize there was a dependency, or it wasn't healthy, or you're clinging, and even though you realize it, you still held on. You realized it wasn't good for you, but you held on. Okay, we've all been there. Just had a conversation with a beautiful friend this week that, you know, that father-daughter relationship. She's like, yeah, and it lasted a year too long. I think all of us can attest that maybe when we realize we're in an unhealthy relationship, part of our ego is engaged and we don't want to admit, because one thing, we've heard other people's signals around us saying, that is so, wow, no. I remember I was engaged, and I remember my aunt telling me, she didn't say anything to me that I shouldn't get married to this person because she thought, well, you know, it would last a while. She had rationalized something in her mind. She knew it wouldn't work, but she didn't tell me. And so she had rationalized that it would keep me in a monogamous relationship and, you know, it would just end when it ended, which I thought was, I guess, sweet in her mind that she felt it would keep me safe. But at the same time, I would have welcomed, you know, that conversation, even if I wouldn't have taken it that well. I still would have welcomed the information because then I would have sat with my soul. Fortunately, I didn't marry that individual, fortunately for him and I, because it was she was completely right. So, you know, not that we should go and give everyone our opinions all the time, but we can be honest with ourselves and really tune in. And thankfully I did. I really realized in the moment that it wasn't integral for us to be getting married. And that relationship ended. I removed myself from it because I saw it for what it was. So that takes courage, that takes humility, and it takes vulnerability when we realize that. And so if any of you out there are listening and you are ready to do this, just first of all, like I said, decide that you're ready to pick an area of your life. You don't have to pick them all at once, to honor yourself and pick an area that's the most obtuse. So if you're really out of balance in taking care of your physical temple, and you're not respecting your physical temple by the food you're consuming, then take the time to do that first, okay? Then say, okay, I'm ready to this relationship's totally out of balance, and I need to do something immediately. It's a 911, red siren's going off. You can't push it off anymore. You're going to put yourself into a really dangerous situation or potentially other people if it's to that extreme, or you're going to never get out of the cycle and you're going to keep repeating this. So take the area that's most obtuse. Say, I'm ready to bring in honor and respect into this area and really focus on that. We're in a society where we put our attention in way too many directions. So pick one area. Okay, I'm ready to get healthy here. If there's too many distractions in your life, simplify the life, clear your life out, and say, okay, I need to focus on providing for myself or my family and or my family. I need to limit all my relationships right now because they're only distractions, and clean up anyone's or release anyone's that are absolutely non-integral, not authentic, and not honoring and respecting me. Take some time by yourself. Be by yourself. Going out and defining ourselves, that's great. But that doesn't get us to move through. It doesn't get us to move through healing, and it doesn't get us to the truth of ready to face. So, I want to thank you all for just listening, and I would encourage all of you this week to bring in the witnessing state awareness, to do some contemplative meditation, bring in compassion for yourself. We all are doing the best we can. I cannot say that enough. If you want to go a little bit deeper one-on-one, I'm here. Please feel free to reach out. I'm very flexible. I understand many people are ready and have been pushed to a certain level. I'm happy to be of service in any way I can. You can send me an email. My email server is still not working. It's a funny little situation. But you can email me at Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, Toro, @gmail.com. Again, that's SuzanneToro@gmail.com. And the other one will be up soon. And so witnessing state awareness, take some time to write down where you're not respecting yourself and where you could be respecting yourself. Decide if you're ready to come into integrity and authenticity with yourself. And then take a look at who you are and what you're doing. Before we exit out with a little Ganesh, I encourage you to stay and listen to the mantra of Ganesh to remove obstacles, to remove the barriers and the fear that you might hold in stepping across this into this realm of wanting to bring yourself into alignment, back into center. It's a beautiful place to be. I really enjoy staying there as often as I can. One is typed on the board. If one has a relationship that is not integrous and cannot yield respect, does one simply make the shift with clear communication like cold turkey? Yes, if you're not in an integral relationship, you need to be really honest. Typically, when we are in those, stereotypical relationships, and we know it, it's really not going to change. We're only kidding ourselves. And if we keep thinking it will, it's just time to step back, communicate that to your partner, and tell them what you're going through, what you've witnessed, and that you're ready for a change. They might surprise you and say, you know what, they are too. They might want to release you, or they might say, gosh, let's work on this together and see what happens. Oftentimes what happens when we come together to fill out a cycle, let's say like it's a father-daughter mirroring that relationship, a lot of that in our society, if that occurs, if I'm just using that example, that came there for a reason, for to fulfill something, to understand that, you know, maybe we have abandonment issues, or we're have attachment issues, or we're afraid to be alone, which is abandonment. In that situation, it's more than likely the harmonics are not going to come into alignment, because the two souls have a trajectory to live out, and they're creating gaps. So that's where you can move from the relationship standpoint. Great question. Much courage to you for taking the opportunity just to look at it, witness it, and possibly take action. Now I want to just give everyone a humble bow and a soft gaze and a lot of love from my heart to yours for taking the time. I mean that with deep sincerity, because it's not easy to do this. It's much easier to run the other way and not look in the mirror. I've done it many times over. So I'm going to end this sequence together with Ganesh. I encourage you to sit, be present, allow the sounds or frequencies to roll over you, knowing that the mantras are just harmonics or frequencies, and this one is infused with removing obstacles. So let's get out of the way of ourselves and have some fun. Until next time, this is She signing out. Namaste. Thank you.
But the